to Mary Chain and Black on XFM 104.9. It's 4:10 after the break. Oasis. Oasis, Married with Children.
Yeah.
XFM 104.9. It's the Ricky Gervais Show. Who am I, Steve?
Gervais, you are Gervais.
Yeah.
You are Ricky Gervais.
Lucky you, yes, it's me, Ricky Gervais.
Gervais, weren't you out signing autographs in the week?
Yeah.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Is this true what I've heard?
A couple, yeah.
What's the story? Tell me.
Well, we did this roadshow from the Doc Martin store.
Roadshow?
Yeah.
That was about impressive.
Yeah. Me, Crowley and Pitts with like a CD player.
Yeah.
And some boots surrounding us. That was good fun.
And you played some records. Yeah. And people were coming up, weren't they, and asking for your autograph.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, you know, I'm a bit of a celebrity, Steve, I'll be honest.
If you were really rich, what would you spend your money on?
You know what I spend my money on.
Yeah?
Just more food and drink than I do now.
Yeah.
Maybe a few extra holidays.
How many people ask for autographs?
Oh, I don't know.
30, 40?
Yeah.
What about Crowley? Did anyone ask Crowley for an autograph?
No, they kept asking him if they got this in a size 7. He's getting really honest.
He does look a bit like a sort of spotty shop assistant. I'll just go and check with Maureen. meantime, here's Idlewild.
I've got a joke.
Have you?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
We're allowed to tell one joke, aren't we,
show? One joke, because I don't want it to sound like,
it's terrible. Nothing wrong with Steve Pink.
I love Pink.
Pink's good.
I'm a big fan of Pink.
That is great.
Don't get me started on Pink.
No,
if I start singing the praises of Pink, we'll be here all
night. I know.
But the point is, you know, you've got a gag. Let's hear it.
A little boy, yeah, he's only 5 years old. He's lost in a busy high street, and he's crying his eyes out. Well, he would. He's lost his mummy.
Mm.
He's going, I lost my mummy. A policeman comes up, and he goes, all right, what's the matter? He goes, I've lost my mummy. The policeman said, all right, don't worry, we'll find her. What's she like? The little kid said, cock and bingo, mainly. Instant Repeater 99, soundtrack of our lives on XFM 104.9.
Gervais, can I just give the listeners one very good reason why they should stay tuned? There are prizes up for grabs very soon. Another of your fantastic movie quizzes
Excellent.
Is on the way, Gervais.
Give me one reason why I should stay then. After the break, Blur.
The new single from Velvet Nazi 666 UK is like a rhino. The animals went 2x2. You like we're in the... Like a rhino from Velvet Nazi 666 UK. The UK is important.
Blur and Tracy Jackson, XFM 104.9. I really am a very good DJ.
Well, yeah, maybe. 01715802000. Do you agree with that statement? Is Ricky Gervais a very good DJ? Gervais, looking at the cover of the News of the World today,
yeah.
I'm shocked. I mean, we all know. How are you coping? How are you getting through the days?
I'm in shock. I'm sort of pretending it hasn't happened. I'm playing a lot of the old records.
I know exactly that, yeah. The Spice Girls are on the brink of splitting up.
Yeah.
Jerry Halliwell has left the band, rumour has it. But even more worryingly, all right, apparently the reason Jerry left was that she was bullied out of the group by Scary Spice. Apparently Scary Spice, Mel B, is absolutely vicious. Lots of remarks about Jerry. Always sniping and going at her.
Well,
and,
this must Jerry's be left. Particularly close to your heart, because you were bullied at school by a pop star, weren't you?
I was indeed.
Who was that?
Lionel Richie.
Really?
Yeah. It was a nightmare. The thing was, Lionel had just left the Commodores.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of pent-up nervous energy. Do you know what I mean? Which he used to take out on me.
Take out on you.
Coming at me in
the face, you looked gimp.
Yeah, it was just annoying.
What year was this?
That was just 82.
Well, it must have worked, because he was about to have, like, big hit with Dancing on the Ceiling.
True enough.
He'd have been flying high before that with Hello.
Well, exactly that. You see, the thing was, he'd had a string of top 10 hits.
Yeah.
I was about 14.
Yeah.
I didn't have the chart credibility with which to fight back.
To fight back.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, often you'd just be throwing my satchel in the tree, you know, and singing, Hello, is it me?
What chance did you have against that?
How could I cope with that? You know, he's got a great singing voice. I haven't got soul.
That is terrible. That is terrible.
But you had a similar problem, didn't you? Were you not bullied by a band?
That was before. I'm older than you. I mean, this was about 20 years ago when I was a kid at school.
Really?
And I was bullied by a whole band.
You were bullied by a whole band?
Yeah.
Who?
Hanson.
Well, they're bastards.
With the news that Jerry Halliwell has left the Spice Girls, XFM has set up a helpline for distressed fans. If you need a shoulder to cry on, call Ricky Gervais on 0171 580 2000.
Hello? I know, Andy, yeah, I know. Okay. It's terrible, but listen, I want you to think of all the good times, she's given people. The records she was on still exist, they'll always be there. I can't believe it's going to be the end of her career. She's a very, very talented young lady. And of course, there's always the photos of her. There's photos on the internet. I'm not talking publicity, chats. Fucking filth.
Yes.
I mean, there's one, right? I don't know how they got away with it. She's got these... Hello? Well, anyway, she's got these two.
The XFM Ginger Helpline on 0171 580 2000.
Ricky Gervais, XFM.
I'm not going to lie to you. That was House of Pain and Jump Around.
Don't lie to me. No. Don't ever lie to me.
No, that is House of Pain and Jump Around. We were jumping around.
Of course.
We've got no shame. No. XFM, 104.9. It's 20 to 5.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, after the ad break, there'll be another record.
Is there going to be another ad?
Definitely.
There's going to be an ad break?
Yeah.
You're not lying to me?
No.
Really?
Oh. Muff Shandy says, turn it up. Earplugs are gay. Earplugs are gay. The new single by Muff Shandy, Earplugs Are Gay.
Do you know what I mean?
I really feel psyched up after that.
So do I. I just want to... Oh, you saw me there. I was shadow boxing again.
It was incredible.
Around.
It was incredible.
Good job Pitts was here. Because you can hit him as hard as you like and he can't feel it. Well, he'll feel it a couple of minutes later.
Yeah, it just sort of ripples.
It's lovely. It's great because it takes out aggression. He sort of likes it because it tickles him.
Yeah, he's like, nice.
You remember Pillsbury Doe?
No.
That little bloke that used to laugh when you used to prod him.
No,
fantastic.
What are you talking about?
0171 580 2000. Everyone phone and say, Steve, you're a twat. Of course, remember Pillsbury Doe. So don't try and do that one.
Pillsbury Doe?
Wait, yeah,
I've never heard of it.
Well, that's your loss.
Right. Well, if that's the game you're playing, Gervais.
Yeah.
I'll try and pluck one out of the bag.
Go on then.
Oh well, no. You carry on talking. I'm just. Let me think. No, I'll come up with something.
This involves a mate of yours in Bristol. Did you? Do you know? You know Cherry Wise? No.
Ah. No, I'll come up with something. So what was this thing? What was it called? The
Pillsbury Doughboy. It was a little thing that used to come in, little round wobbly thing, and you pressed him and you went...
What are you talking about?
0171 580 2000.
Where did it come from?
Prove me wrong.
Where did it come from?
What's the name of a thing, isn't it? Pillsbury Dough!
What do you mean a thing?
What is it? Pastry mix!
It's a pastry mix.
Oh.
Is it a toy?
No! What, you used to play with food when you were a kid?
You still play with food.
This is going nowhere. Well, shut up. No, forget it. Right, it's after the ad break.
Jamie and his magic torch.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that. Was that little kid in the comics had a magic pipes? He'd go past an ad of, like, a woman eating a cream bun, and the cream bun would come to life. You know what I mean? Now, at 14, he'd be getting different material, wouldn't he, to... bring to life. Don't you remember him? He was in a comic book.
Are you on crack?
Gomez. Yeah.
Oh, shut up! I've got to say what the record is!
Gomez, get myself arrested. What, Steve?
I have finally figured out what on earth you were waffling on about just a second ago.
What?
Pillsbury Dough.
Yeah.
Right, just Pillsbury Dough. Apparently, yeah. I'm talking to the listeners, Gervais, not myself.
In.
Apparently, Pillsbury Dough, right? It's an ad from years ago.
Yeah.
Advertising this form of dough.
Pastry, yeah.
A little cartoon character comes on the telly.
Yeah.
Pillsbury Dough Man.
Yeah.
And he comes on and a woman presses his belly.
Yeah.
And he makes a noise or something.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Well, you didn't say that at all.
Why?
You didn't explain it. See, when I want to explain something, all right, Gervais, what I do is I think, what do I need to say?
Yeah.
How can I best express it? Which words shall I use and in what order?
Yeah.
When you want to express something, you just go, words, 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 stop. words. Oh, annoyed, words. Do you know what I mean? It's just gobbledygook.
I was excited about remembering Pillsbury Dough.
Yeah, but you must not let your excitement.
I couldn't believe you're so stupid and sheltered not to have heard of him.
You must not let your excitement, right, undermine your use of grammar. Do you understand me, Jimmy? It's not an excuse.
Or motor sensibility.
Anything, all right? Just think before you speak. Just think.
Why?
Please think before you speak.
I'm a DJ.
Think before you speak.
Where would I get if I did that? And someone here says, and, starting off with and.
Never start a sentence with and or because, Gervais. Everybody knows that. Start a sentence with and or because.
Mandy from Chingford wants to know if I remember a programme called Billy Liar. Of course I do, you see, and you probably don't.
A programme called Billy Liar?
Yeah.
Rubbish. That's
you've never existed. Yourself
no, there's a I admit there's a film and a play and
happy
and a
birthday,
book.
Charlotte. No, Catherine. It's from Charlotte. She's 20.
Yeah, man. You're super slick on the mic. Oh, yes, sir.
Get me another one. Get me another one. Because the thing is, if you stop drinking, you start going a bit mad.
Can we get the margaritas in here, please? Nick?
I had a margarita yesterday, sitting outside a little restaurant in Camden, had a margarita.
Oh, I went to a party. I was on the margaritas. I saw one of them the next day, actually. She was a lovely girl.
No, you can't do jokes like that. What were we talking about before that, though?
Play a record, Jimmy.
Drugstore, Sober, on XFM, 104.9, London's only alternative.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting that you say that sentence every time we finish playing a record.
I've learned it.
Because it's the only thing that you've memorised, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
You can actually say that and get from the beginning to the end without sort of keeling over or something.
You take a deep breath.
Yeah, taking another swig. You should see him preparing to come out of a record. Right, XFM, 104.9, and off you go.
Yeah.
Beautiful, Gervais.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. Walking along the other night towards your house on that route, that direct route from XFM. Walking along.
Zen line.
Very short fella walking alongside me, right? And you know sometimes your eyes meet with these people. I saw his face.
What were you doing? Crawling? How short are we talking?
He's a short man. Three or 4 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Carrying a big bag.
Yeah.
I saw his face. It looked... You know those people that look as though their face has been stapled together?
Yeah.
He was one of those sort of people.
Yeah.
And so his face, very odd. I mean, you know, I don't want to sort of... it's like a bit like the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he was short and ugly. You're tall and ugly.
Exactly. But so, he was a weird-looking fella.
Wasn't
he? He looks up at me, Gervais. He looks up at me and he says, can I jump on your back?
Really?
Absolutely what he said. Can you believe that? Can I jump on your back? What was I going to say? He's ridiculous. He's like, can I jump on your back? And I don't know what his plan... Once he'd got up there, I'm not sure what his plan of action was going to be. I don't know what he was thinking.
Fight a much taller man.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, he says that. And I say, well, no, you can't. And he says, oh, go on, let me, you big C-U-N-T.
Did he?
That's what he said. Yeah. Oh, go on, let me. I mean... it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Like that was going to convince you.
I know, yeah.
Like, first sight. Oh, well, no, I won't. Oh, go on, you big... oh, go on, then.
Yeah, all right.
That was lovely.
As you ask so sweetly.
What if it had been a short, ugly woman who'd had her face stapled together?
Well, I'd have let her jump up.
Yeah.
Well, she might have needed to get somewhere quick, you know, like... you know, those kind of opportunities, it would just be ungentlemanly.
She might have needed a ride.
She might have needed a ride.
Portishead, Numb.
Yeah.
After the break, a classic by House Martins.
Lovely.
Steve made me do it.
Brilliant.
Classic House Martins.
Well, it's Happy Hour.
Again?
No, just called Happy Hour. Don't embarrass yourself, you swine.
Why did you play that then? That was your choice for today. Go on.
Well, I'll tell you why I played that. It reminds me of a girl. No, seriously.
Yeah, go on.
No, it does.
Where's the punchline?
There is no punchline.
Well, you went out with a girl?
Yeah.
No, you did.
Yes.
So you did.
Yes. And we played that song quite a lot.
Really?
Don't mock,
go on.
But this is absolutely true, she was very odd.
Of course she was.
She used to decide everything.
Yeah.
Via the paper.
Go on.
She would write out, she would tear a piece of paper in half, and she would write, you know, yes or no. Like, her question to herself.
You know, she had two no's in her hand, don't you?
Her question might have been...
No, every night, she had two no's.
Her question might have been, should we go down to the supermarket? Yes, no.
Yeah.
You know, and she'd, you know, choose one.
Yeah.
At random. No, we'll go to the supermarket. She might have, you know, shall I buy a new hat?
Yeah.
She might have, yes, no, choose the paper, no. And, you know, it's just a bit odd, just a bit weird. And, no, that is exactly how it all finished.
Really?
Yeah. She did. She wrote, you know, she made the question she asked herself
is
was.
Is this true, by the
this
way?
This is absolutely true.
Go
the
on.
Question she asked herself was, shall I carry on going out with Steve?
Right.
Piece of paper. Yes. No. No. That's, do you know what I mean? That's quite a tragic story.
She had 30 goes.
Best out of three, she kept saying.
Yeah.
No, that is absolutely true.
That is tragic. I mean, that really is quite tragic.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
It makes me a love martyr, don't you think?
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
It was so much more, because you can put it down to, like, fate and luck now, as opposed to, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the gods.
It wasn't your fault.
No.
Well, if you're listening, this was your tune. This is the Delgados. Everything goes around.
With the news that Jerry Halliwell has left the Spice Girls, XFM has set up a helpline for distressed fans. If you need a shoulder to cry on, call Ricky Gervais on 0171 580 2000.
Hello. Of course it's very, very sad, and, you know, maybe the Spice Girls, as they were, don't exist anymore. But, I mean, her work will go on, the good she's done for charity, like the mine victim charities, and, you know, all that caring that she didn't... And our thoughts shouldn't just be with her, it should be with, you know, William and Harry now.
Rick, I think you got a bit confused, love.
The XFM Ginger Helpline on 0171 580-2000.
Baby Birds, Bad Old Man.
Yep.
XFM 104.9.
Yeah.
Nearly R5. Ad Break, Scope, Song for Body, Bobby. Competition, Film Quiz. Shed 7 album. Midget album. XFM album with China Drum Garbage Left Field. Am I making sense?
No. Play a record.
That's all, Bobby. Song for Bobby. Scope. Just gone R5, Steve. It's competition time.
Gervais, you're absolutely right. Competition time on XFM. We're going to play you a clip from a classic movie. We want to know what is the film. 3 CDs to give away to the lucky winner. Gervais, album from Midget, album from Shed 7, and an XFM compilation album. Tracks on there from the Boo Radleys. We got songs from Stereolab, Marion, all sorts. Gervais, play the clip. It's a classic movie, but what is it?
After I've told you that I nicked those CDs from your pigeonhole.
Oh, I don't believe
it. Yeah, I knew you wouldn't mind.
We're not giving them away.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Here's the clip.
What was that?
T-1000, mimetic polyalloy, liquid metal. Cannot form complicated metal objects, just stabbing weapons.
Could he make a corkscrew?
No problem, but he has to make things of a similar volume.
Could he make scissors?
Do they have to work?
Yeah.
No then, just stabbing things.
A pen?
Again with the volume thing.
But he could make a pen.
It'd have to be a f***ing big pen.
A sword?
Yes, obviously.
Some roller skates?
Impossible, the moving parts.
A ball and chain?
I thought you had the concept.
Fishing rod?
You're winding me up now.
A chess set, but all in one piece, sort of a sculpture.
What would be the f***ing point?
If it was metal, it would still hurt.
I'm going.
No, but if it's metal, he could hit you with a feather duster and he could still kill you.
He's a T-1000, a f***ing Terminator, not Ken Dodd.
Ooh.
That's it, I'm leaving.
Say, I'll be back.
No, I'm going.
What about my little boy?
F*** the brat. You shouldn't have taken the piss.
So, classic movie action there. The question's simple. What movie is it from? It's a blockbuster and a cult film. Simple. What film was that? 0171 580 2000.
Gervais, I've got to say, I'm very impressed with the work you've been doing. You've obviously put a lot of effort into that.
Yeah.
That little sort of, you know, that little quiz there.
Yeah.
I'm most impressed, Gervais. What can I say?
Good.
You know, but I'm a little bit worried.
Go on.
It seems to me that a lot of your humour is based around swearing and then just sort of bleeping out the swear words. Do you know what I mean? It just seems a bit juvenile.
It is juvenile, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point. It's juvenile and silly, and it's not particularly clever, but it is funny.
What? What did you say then?
I'm just saying, you're right. It is sort of juvenile and childish a bit as well, but it's funny, isn't it? And that's the important thing.
How did you do that? Is that some kind of wind-up?
Do what?
You're swearing.
Yeah.
And it's and is being bleeped out.
Of course it is. It's radio.
Yeah, but this is live.
Yeah.
Well, how are you doing it then?
I don't know.
Well, you must know.
I don't know.
Is it a wind-up? Is it some...
Well, I don't know.
This is live, Gervais.
Yeah, of course it's f***ing live. XFM 104.9, London's only f***ing alternative.
Well, can I swear? If I swear, will it do the same?
Well, I don't know. It's your... Take your chance. It's your neck on the line.
Big, hairy dog's cock.
Steve, be careful, man.
What?
You can't go around saying big, hairy dog's cock.
Wait, you can.
If you swear again, Steve, I'll be annoyed because you'll make me look like a wh***. This is Radiohead and Black Stone.
How are you doing this?
I don't know. Radiohead and Black Star on XFM 104.9. It's the Ricky Gervais Show. But we've had the competition.
Does the bleeping happen in the pub?
Of course it doesn't.
What?
You can say what you want live, can't you, in a pub?
I'm just a bit confused.
I know, you're easily confused.
There's a competition winner, you'll be pleased to know.
Yeah.
Dinesh De Silva from Wimbledon has won those three CDs, and can I just say they're already winging their way to him as we speak.
Yeah.
Probably, I can say that.
Yeah.
Absolute nonsense.
They're probably outside on the table. You've lost a bit of paper.
Yep.
And that excuse for a producer.
You'll be very surprised if those CDs ever make it to Wimbledon.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Yeah.
Gervais, it's been great. We've enjoyed ourselves.
What was the film clip then?
Oh, the film, of course. We didn't even give it away. It was Terminator 2.
Of course it was. The classic scene when the T-1000 puts the big sword through the lift and Linda Hamilton goes, what was that? Arnie explains.
It's a fantastic clip there from the film. And hopefully another film quiz next week, perhaps.
We've got another one, yeah.
Gervais.
Yeah.
And I must say, the film quiz thing, I think, is very popular at the moment. A lot of people are very excited by that.
We've got an ad break coming up. And then the classic from Placebo, yeah?
Placebo? I'd rather have one from Pulp.
We'll play both.
Brilliant.
Do you remember the first time?
Gervais, if I phoned up Labour HQ and said I'm willing to pledge £100, do you think Mo Molum would go out with me? I mean, would she be obliged to? Is that how it works?
You could be her Beau Molum.
Well, true enough. Those will be the headlines.
Yeah.
XFM's Steve is Beau Molum.
Not Beauty and the Beast.
Well, I know. Don't start slagging her off.
Or Labour MP attacked by strange freak.
Don't start slagging her off.
Easy Metal is the new album by Tony Butterbing.
Oh, the animals went in two by two. I'm gonna f*** you like we're in the zoo. We're gonna f*** like a rhino. We're gonna f*** like a rhino. We're gonna f*** like a big fat rhino. We're gonna f*** like a f***ing rhino.
And who can forget? Earplugs are gay.
Earplugs are gay. Hear what I say now. Those earplugs are gay, so get them out the goddamn way now. I feel the need to make a leap. My brain needs noise and speed. Motherfucker.
And featuring Tony's brand new single, Blood, Sweat, and Come.
For blood, sweat, and come.
Easy Metal, the new album by Tony Butterbing, out now. This album is not available anywhere.
Just gone 6 o'clock, but they're still here, aren't you, boys?
Well, oh, yes.
Just say cheerio.
It's like bad pennies,
I left you with that, Kaniki.
Yeah, it's generous. Well, you left the sink down too low as well. I had to raise it up again. And you left 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cups in here.
Don't complain.
And 2 empty ashtrays. And you don't leave your crown behind. You did that last week. You keep leaving that wretched thing here.
God, he's starting already.
Look at his shirt. The man in that
what do you feel like
when a man in that shirt criticises you?
In a way, I wish I could bleep him out.
What? Wouldn't that be a 2-hour bleep?
Yeah, just a big
I just got to say, happy birthday, Catherine. And sorry, Holly, I didn't read your fax, but our fax machine chewed up after it. Send it again.
Didn't hear a word of that.
No.
Laurie, play a song.
All right.